Hi, I'm Joni from the ISN Communications Department, and I'm here at the ISN office in Brussels today to catch up with the World Kidney Day team, Alice and Martina. So hello to both of you, and a huge thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, especially as this is one of the busiest weeks in your calendar, because in 2 weeks' time, on Thursday, March the 14th, World Kidney Day will be celebrated worldwide. So obviously this is one of the biggest annual events for the kidney care community, and we just wanted to find out a little bit more about this year's campaign and how we can all get involved. So first of all, Alice, for anyone unfamiliar with this event, what happens on World Kidney Day and why is it so important?
Thank you, Joni, for inviting us today to speak about the World Kidney Day campaign. So World Kidney Day takes place every second Thursday of March. So this year, as you mentioned, on the 14th of March 2024. And the World Kidney Day campaign is a global campaign that aims at raising awareness of the importance of our kidneys and to reduce the frequency and impact of kidney disease and its associated health problem worldwide. And just to give you a few numbers that just to highlight the importance of the day, in 2019, chronic kidney disease was responsible for over 3.1 million deaths, making it the seventh leading cause of death worldwide. It affects around 850 million people worldwide, and it's also estimated to be the fifth leading cause of death by 2040, which means that this day is important to everyone and should be celebrated worldwide.
Yes, those are some sobering statistics. I can really see why there's such a need for awareness about kidney health. And what can you tell us about this year's campaign theme?
So each year, World Kidney Day has a different theme. And for the 2024 campaign, the World Kidney Day Joint Steering Committee wanted to focus on kidney health for all, advancing equitable access to care and optimal medication practice. We really want to raise awareness about the importance of ensuring equitable access to appropriate care for people living with kidney disease to improve their quality of life and delay disease progression. Recent breakthroughs in medication mean that CKD progression can be delayed and potential complications reduced. But the problem is that not everyone has access to those medications and to proper kidney care. So therefore, the World Kidney Day Joint Steering Committee is calling to shift the focus toward building capacity, increasing awareness, and ensuring everyone has access to the relevant care. This means engaging with healthcare professionals, patients, and re-examining how we devise and deliver healthcare policies.
Right, so it's really about working together at all levels to make sure that everyone has access to the best medication for kidney conditions. And World Kidney Day really is that time when different communities can connect with each other, when healthcare professionals and people living with kidney diseases can join forces to raise awareness. So what are some of the main challenges in kidney health that World Kidney Day can help highlight?
Thank you for the question. I think it's important to mention first that, as I already mentioned, one of the main challenges is the growing prevalence of CKD. As mentioned earlier, around like 850 million people worldwide have kidney disease, so it's important to highlight that CKD prevalence is growing. In addition, kidney disease is also linked to many other diseases, such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and hypertension. And in fact, these are the leading causes of CKD. So we really want, as a World Kidney Day team, promote lifestyle modification, regular screening, and effective management to prevent or delay kidney disease. Access to care and treatment is also a big issue for us, as we already have touched base on, as this is the theme of the 2024 campaign, but really working to advocate for equitable access to quality care for all individuals, regardless of their social economic status and geographic location. And then we also have organ donation and kidney transplantation. Kidney transplant is the most commonly performed transplantation in the world, but the problem is that not everyone has access to it. And we really want to raise awareness of kidney transplantation as a life-saving treatment option for end-stage kidney disease and highlight the need for increased organ donation. And finally, we also promote better lifestyle habits and healthy lifestyle habits such as poor diet, lack of physical activity, smoking, or excessive alcohol consumption, for example, contribute to kidney disease? And what can you do to promote healthy lifestyle choices to prevent kidney problems and improve overall health? So these are the main challenges that we face and that the kidney community face and that we're trying to raise awareness about with the What Kidney Day campaign.
Okay, so there are a lot of challenges that need more airtime. Martina, do you have any practical tips for listeners on maintaining or improving their kidney health, things that they can easily do to keep their kidneys healthy?
Yes, there are a number of things we can do to reduce the risk of developing kidney disease. On the World Kidney Day website, we promote the 8 golden rules to help prevent kidney disease. And these are: 1, to be active. Keeping fit helps keep your weight, blood pressure, and CKD risk down. So we recommend people finding some sort of movement they enjoy doing to make it enjoyable and sustainable. 2, to eat a healthy diet, low in ultra-processed foods, as these are high in salt and added sugar. In fact, a balanced diet guards against diabetes, heart issues, and kidney disease. 3 and 4, monitor blood pressure and blood sugar. Diabetes and hypertension are, in fact, major risk factors for kidney disease, and people with these conditions are often unaware. So regular monitoring of blood glucose and blood pressure are key and can be done at a primary care level. 5, take appropriate fluid intake. We encourage people to drink at least 8 cups a day, but obviously individual needs vary, so do check with your doctor. 6, don't smoke. Smoking impairs kidney blood flow and doubles the risk of kidney cancer. 7, be cautious with painkillers. Regular use of drugs like, for example, ibuprofen can damage your kidneys, so check with your doctor or pharmacist and never self-medicate. And finally, 8, get checked for risk factors. A family history of diabetes, high blood pressure, or obesity means you should get your kidneys screened.
That's all great advice and the simple, practical things that are accessible for most people. Alice, how can we support World Kidney Day on the day itself, March the 14th?
There are many ways people can support the campaign. The first easy way to do it is to share our post on social media. We are active on several platforms: Facebook, X, former Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. So please do share our post, and you can use our hashtag WhatKidneyDay and tag us in your post. The second thing that you can do if you want to be a bit more active is organize a WhatKidneyDay activity, like, for example, a walk around your community, a bike ride, a flash mob, or even a charity dinner, for example. And if you need tips or ideas for your activity, you can also have a look at our activities guide that is available on our World Kidney Day website. And if you are organizing an activity, don't forget to pin your event on our World Kidney Day map, also available on the World Kidney Day website. If you need also tips for your social media, if you want to take your activity online, you can also have a look at our World Kidney Day social media toolkit. And it will get more online visibility for your activity. It provides tips and visuals for your activity, either online or in person, and really have a look at the website for any campaign images as well. Another way that you can participate in the World Kidney Day campaign is by taking part in the Show Your Kidney Challenge. It is an hashtag challenge on social media. It's really easy to participate. You just need to take a photo of yourself using your fist to indicate the location of your kidneys. You can add a photo frame on top. They're all available on the World Kidney Day website, and share that photo on your social media using the hashtag ShowYourKidneys. And don't forget to tag us and to share the photo and invite your friends and family to do the same. And we also have a blog series available on the World Kidney Day website. So if you want to share your kidney story, if you are a patient, an advocate, or a healthcare professional, you can share your journey and by submitting your testimonial directly on the World Kidney Day website. And finally, you can help us spread the words by sharing our World Kidney Day materials with everyone you come into contact with, at work, with your local press outlets. And you can also involve local celebrities who can increase the reach of our campaign.
So there are plenty of ways to get involved. And I know something special happens in Brussels that day. So Martina, what should those living here in Brussels look out for?
Yes, Joni. As the Working Aid Aid team is based in Brussels, we'll be dressing up one of Belgium's national landmarks, the Mannequin Piece, in the World Kidney Day campaign colors. So if you're in Brussels, you can visit it, the Mannequin Piece from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on March 14 and share your photos on social media. Don't forget to use the hashtag World Kidney Day and tag World Kidney Day in your post so that we can reshare with the global community.
Well, I'll definitely be visiting him to see his World Kidney Day outfit. Thank you so much, Alice and Martina, for talking to us today. We're wishing you a spectacular World Kidney Day 2024. Martina, maybe you could just repeat where listeners can find out more about World Kidney Day.
Yes, absolutely. We have a brand new website. You can check it out at www.worldkidneyday.org. And on social media, you can use the hashtags World Kidney Day, Kidney Health for All, and Show Your Kidneys.
Fantastic. So do take a look at the World Kidney Day website. As mentioned, there's a ton of free resources there. So please feel free to use those materials and get involved in World Kidney Day on March the 14th.